10 o'clock special. Gonna be there at a quarter to nine. Cold and I'm tired and I can't stop coughing long enough to tell you all of the news. Like to tell you that I'll see you more often. Often there's a word to say all on news. Often there's a word to say all on news. Often there's a word I say all on you.
It is indeed the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program. And you are indeed listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, be aware that opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers.
Yes, give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
I really believe that everybody should be born poor 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good, and I like it when we had our own bed, different, and when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. The worst form of violence indeed. Welcome to the day after the election, June 6th edition of the Without a Roof radio program. And it's my real pleasure to have in the studio a neighbor, friend, fellow KZFR program, Sterling Ogden. Thanks, Sterling, for coming in and helping to produce the show, man.
Hey, there's no problem. Tonight's kind of a specially long show, no?
Yeah, you know, we're rolling right into non-human radio. We'll be on from 5 to 6. And I'm going sabbatical. Sterling, this is my last show. It's my last Without a Roof show, and at least my last show other than doing Fort Saturday's Studio 416. I love live music for at least October. So I just want to thank KZFR for giving me this platform and for all of the listeners and supporters. What do you got to add to that, Sterling?
Hey, Bill, last show. I can't believe it. How long have you been doing this? How many shows have you done? How long have you been doing this?
I started July 4th or 5th of 2015, and it went weekly in October of 2016.
Well, I tell you, I always enjoy it. I think that there's no better coverage of the homeless than by you. So were you thinking that maybe people could call in and say goodbye to you?
Call in. We're going to do some call-ins. We're doing call-ins, walk-ins, and call-ups.
All right.
And our very first walk-in is someone that is way near and dear to me. One of my favorite people of all time, Tammy Donaldson. You got to get a little closer to the mic there, Tammy.
Hi.
Hey, while she's getting close to the mic, if you want to call in, what's that number? 895-1114.
Thanks, Sterling. 895-1114. You know, Tammy, I've said it on air many, many times, of just how many incredible, I hope I don't get like teared up or something.
I might tear up.
Incredible people that I have met doing whatever it is the hell I do. And, you know, I've kind of landed on people that are just like FTS. You know, this person in front of us needs help, and that's what we're here for. And, you know, to me, you are the poster lady for that.
Oh, for FTS? Thank you.
For both FTS and just being someone that's there for someone at all times in need. Tammy even brought me some bee pollen because she heard that I was having major problems with hay fever, because, you know, that's what Tammy does.
You know, that's what a lot of us do.
A lot of us.
We have an amazing community.
And I think we focus too much on these hate groups and vigilante groups, and it was really nice to see all these people come out last night to Chico City Council to say, hey, man, there's a lot of cool...
We showed up.
Showed up in force.
It was awesome. And, I mean, it wasn't organized. It wasn't planned. We did a community DIY on-site, made our own t-shirts. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I brought you something else.
What do you got, Tammy?
I have a quote.
quotes,
that I wanted.
Quotes from Tammy.
It's a quote from Ron Topey.
Ron Topey.
But I wanted
I love
you
Ron
to share it. It's right there. Can you see it? Whoops.
See.
Sorry. Technical difficulties. It's right down there. And I wanted you to share this.
Tammy's got the typical street angel phone all cracked up, but it's working. So I got Tammy Donaldson. The problem is not the homeless people. The problem is that they end up homeless. Is that not right on
That's
the money?
That's from Ron, and it just touched my heart.
It is. It's right to the point. It kind of reminds me a little bit of my Gandhi quote for the show, poverty, the worst form of violence, and my favorite quote ever. Next time someone tells you someone's homeless by choice, ask them why only poor people are making these choices, huh?
You know, I ask that quite a bit.
Huh?
I ask that
That's
quite
crazy.
A bit.
Yeah.
I do. I added a little more to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why the broken and impoverished,
yeah.
addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it those people who choose to embrace that lifestyle? I just did air quotes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have him on later in the show, Paul Bowden. We're going to do a couple of little teasers from some vignettes that I've done, but that's been his message since the first time I met him. It's not that people haven't been, you know, in the throes of drug addiction or mental illness before the 1980s. It's just that now we say, screw you, we're not giving you any place to live. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happened. It is no other way, no other...
But you can't be here either.
But you can't be here either.
Yeah.
Did you see Rap's new thing?
No.
Shout out, man. I'm going to be shouting out Western Regional Advocacy Project. I'll post it on my Without a Roof page. Bottom line is it shows Uncle Sam being stretched across the country, Tammy, and it says to the effect, you know, the police and all these laws keep telling homeless people that they need to go somewhere else. Where is somewhere else?
There is no somewhere else. It's a mythical
yeah.
elsewhere.
I'm going to tell someone to go somewhere else. Andrew Coolidge, man. You want to pull your pony to hate groups, dude, and do your little political stunts. This is what's going to come to fruition, man. We've got to get people into the city council, and I'm so excited for the Butte Soups. That we actually have people, Tammy, that are
yeah.
with grace and dignity and compassion. Because I don't know where the hell, and I'm 58 now, so I'm using that coin. But I'm kind of like, I don't know where the hell being a donut hole became like a criteria for being a politician. Oh, I just love them because they hate people just like me.
Yes.
It's crazy. We're living in crazy times, but there's more good people than there are. Yeah. Help me get off my soapbox, Tammy.
I like your soapbox.
give us a snippet from the meeting last night. You know, what do we need to know?
I think that everyone should know that our city attorney does not know what a declaration of shelter crisis is.
Beautiful.
Andrew Coolidge has some ideas of what it might be. He doesn't like them, but he also does not understand what a declaration of shelter crisis is. I found that fascinating because many, many members of the community have been pushing for that for, years?
Forever.
Years. And our city attorney says he hasn't really looked into that yet. Can't answer any questions about it. He's not sure what a declaration of shelter crisis is. I was floored.
Even though we have... What, more homeless people per capita here than anywhere else, according to the last census?
And it's a thing. It's a tool. Yeah. We didn't make it up. It's a tool that municipalities have at their disposal
mm-hmm.
for times like this. And this particular municipality, even though many, many people have been hounding them, requesting, begging, demanding, petitioning, writing, emailing, and speaking at the podium, asking them to make a declaration of shelter crisis, one of our council members and our city attorney doesn't know what that is.
Carl Ory did a wonderful job calling him out kind of at the end, as I understand it. He kind of said,
Carl.
we've been here two hours and we never even talked about one shelter bed.
Not one bed.
You know? Not one stinking bed.
Mm-mm.
You know? That's where the priorities lay, and I think folks need to get engaged on this issue and to understand, you know, where our priorities lie as a community. And, you know, then there's this whole magnet theory. I've done so much around that. Bob Erlenbush from she's laughing because I'm gonna say the magnet theory on him. It's really funny. Someone's coming by to pick this up because they loved it so much. But he said it's been around since the 80s. It's typical. You know, it's a magnet. They say that every place where yeah. there's homelessness and every place has homelessness. It's, you know, the problem is that Catholic Church is giving people food. We just stop feeding people and, gosh, our whole little problem's going to disappear. And that is so freaking narrow-minded.
You know, I've heard that the
like
meals that people come out, volunteers come out, the meals that they provide downtown right here
mm-hmm.
once a week, I heard those meals are so good that people flock here from all over the nation
all over the nation.
That's some good peanut butter and jelly, man.
And bologna sandwiches. Reminds me when I was a kid, because I grew up in the city of immigrants, Tammy, and this Tammy Donaldson, you're listening to the last show, Without a Roof Radio program. But just as the downturn came for the mill town, it was the biggest mill town in the world for years, Lawrence, Mass., Puerto Rico was brought into the Union, and Puerto Ricans, they would migrate to the United States just as the downturn, you know, quote-unquote, in the economy. So now people looked around and they saw, you know, things going downhill, and they blamed the Puerto Ricans. But I'll never forget, it was in school. Everyone was saying, oh, did you hear that in Puerto Rico they have signs saying, go to Lawrence, you know? Same thing.
Yeah.
It's same things. But this is the magnet I found, you know. I was kind of dealing with some things, and you know, I'm doing my share for the cause without having to show up at these meetings. It was really, I cried a little bit because there were so many people there, and I know
it was fantastic.
There's been times where I've been just calling out the truth where people aren't coming out and representing the issue. This is the most amazing turnout. I can't even begin to shout people out. Pedal press.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, pedal press, yeah, you know, everyone, we walked out of the meeting nearly midnight when most people left, and feeling like it really, like, technically there wasn't anything accomplished, but I feel like we did accomplish one thing, and I feel like it was very important, is that we showed that we don't get down with the hate, we don't, and that we will show up every time. And I think that was important to send that message. There are some people who didn't understand that. They may still not understand it, but they know what we look like. They know there's a lot of us.
Nice.
And we don't get out with the hate.
Hey, yeah. If I could interject in here, remind people this is Bill's last show tonight. I mean, Guillermo Mash's last show of Without a Roof. And if you think compassion is okay, why don't you give us a call at 895-1114? Or if you were at the city council meeting last night and you got some insights, why don't you give us a call? 895-1114. I'll put you on the air.
So I've been telling people, Tammy, you know, what they said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to get up and do whatever the hell I want to do that makes me happy. So it's going to be fun talking to people. They'll be like, oh my God, he's calling me up. He wants to do something. He thinks we can have fun.
Yeah.
You know, bring joy into people's lives.
Yeah.
Because that's been the most damaging thing to me, Tammy, is how much hatred and vitriol there is for not only the people that are quote unquote down and out on the streets, but for people that help them. It's insane. Yeah. I've never seen, it's like cartoon insane. We should do a cartoon. You're nodding your head up and down. That's one of the projects I'm going to get involved with.
I think I saw some cartoons last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Tammy had this idea. What was it again about nodding the head? You're going to take a video of someone nodding their head?
No, it was next time. Well, one of these days, I'm sure, because this is Chico, I'm sure I will witness someone videotaping someone who's nodding off. And I'm going to videotape them. Yeah. And when they post their video of some stranger that they taped nodding, I'm going to post a video of them posting the video.
And I'm going to help Tammy do that.
I'm like, and I'm going to laugh.
And then Cheyenne, I'm sorry if I'm getting her name, Cheyenne James? Is that what
she said? Yeah, Cheyenne.
You know, she saw some of these beautiful pictures I took.
She's awesome.
I'm going to read this magnet, too. Tammy wants me to read this magnet. This is great. But, you know, while the city council was just starting, I'm a photographer, and I love taking photos. So I was out with my DSLR around town, and Cheyenne chimed in saying, some of my favorite memories when I was younger is going around the avenues telling stories and taking pictures of the beauty.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's on. Let's do it. So Cheyenne and I, Friday, we're going to be out and about in the avenues. She's picking a spot. I shouldn't say avenues because we're not sure yet. I think we have a caller on the phone, but before the caller, because I've still got this magnet and I gotta read the magnet. So, you know, I found this probably right around the time that city council was starting, and I really think it describes where we're at perfectly, and it was really kind of fun. I'm like, oh, what is this? And I look at its face down and I picked it up, and it's hysterical. But here it goes. No matter what your political views, I think we can all agree that it feels good to get your genitals licked. And there's a whole bunch of flags, right? You know, and I think the world we're in now, people would argue. They'd be like, well, what does that word mean?
Yeah, I like the flags.
You like the flags too, huh?
I like the flags.
Yeah, I do too. All right, so we have a caller on the line?
Nope.
No, I thought
Gordon called in.
Oh, yes, Gordon.
Gordon.
Gordon Matthews. He's awesome.
Yeah, what's
he's
he got
awesome.
To say?
He's asking about coordinated entry.
Coordinated entry is a COC program that the government has, quote unquote. Come on in. Actually, this is a good part of the story because this person coming in right now loved the message of this magnet so much that I'm gifting it to her. I am. So hold on to Gordon's thing. Come on, Cindy, jump on in there. We just read the magnet. You're just in.
Oh, my goodness.
In tune.
It's a great magnet.
It's a great magnet.
What a great find.
Three? You want to go three?
Three, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go three. Let me try it again.
It's a great magnet. What a great find.
Both you ladies are great find. When I think of wonderful people, you know, Cindy and the things, you've got your house keys. Housing, not handcuffs. That's from the National Coalition
on Homelessness.
This
is what all the cool kids are wearing.
That's all the cool kids are wearing. Yes. I've got to get a picture
and
of
I
that.
Saw a shirt.
I did.
With this.
Pedal Press was doing them.
We made them last night.
I need a couple of them.
Yeah.
Robin and Josh awesome. Endar, shout out for them. You know, Josh works for School Ties, and Robin, who cares what people do for work? These people are just awesome, okay? They're just Robin and Josh Endar, we love you. But she took the most badass picture of Josh, like, holding up one of those shirts. One of those pedal
presses. Oh, I saw that.
Wasn't that nice?
That's what I saw, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you have to say around this issue, or maybe the city council? What do we need to know, Cindy? Cindy Walsh. We have Cindy Walsh here. I don't know if I got that.
I think the number one thing that we need to know is that we are all connected, and when something harms one of us, it affects all of us. When something helps one of us, it helps all of us. And that's the number one thing that I would want to say. We need to find a way to help everybody realize this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't have put it any better than that.
It's a community.
It's big time. What I've gotten solace in is the reality, and it was even Arturo Morales, 95 years old, homeless in Chico. He said, not many people are like you. said, what do you mean? You know what? You know, stop and help. I said, how many? He said, 10%. The rest, those 10%. There's an equation there, man. That 10% of good is wiping out that 90% of bad or indifference, huh?
It's way higher than 10%.
There you go, Cindy.
This is Chico.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. This is Chico, and we do care.
I think the media tries to make people think people don't care.
Isn't that
everybody
just silly?
I talk to cares?
Right, right.
Yeah, don't get pulled into that the media craziness. You should probably do an underwriter. Because I really do appreciate the venue that KZFR has provided myself and many other radio programs over the years, huh? But Without a Roof made possible. Generous contributions, KZFR supporters, and by Hot Yoga Club. Chico with classes for all ability levels. Hot Yoga is a proven way to develop strength and flexibility, and they're fanning themselves as they're doing this. I really like that.
Great place for hot yoga.
Great place for hot yoga. Lose weight and de-stress. Hot Yoga Club. Chico has classes 7 days a week at 1140 Mangrove Ave. See classes, schedules, and learn more at hotyogaclub.com or by calling them at 321-0611. Folks, who's joining, we are on the last show I'm doing for Without a Roof, be doing other things. A little bit of an extended edition because I'm subbing for Jeannie and Danny, Non-Human Radio. Love that show. They got me, I remember one time I was on this show and I was going to say the metaphor, they're treating people like dirt.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to say animals, right? What does that mean? You can mistreat animals? Huh? That comes around to get you too, huh? Kicking your dog, what else are you going to kick?
There's a whole scene about that in Dr. Doolittle, the original.
Original?
Yeah. This courtroom scene.
Oh, I haven't seen that
movie
in so
long. Why do we say, like, animals? Why do we say that? Why do we say eating like a pig or lazy as a dog? When pigs are smart and sweet and dogs are loyal. It's a good scene.
I was wondering, I wish I had that clip.
I vaguely remember that.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Animals are people, too.
Yeah. The last post I did on Facebook, I said I was Dr. Doolittling around the neighborhood, taking pictures of animals. Oh, I got to say this story because I haven't posted the picture yet, but this just fits the context. It was amazing. I'm in one of the alleys, right? And I heard this sound, and I'm like, I'm stopping. And I'm like, what is that sound? And it was a squirrel. I can't make this up. It was a squirrel, and he was looking down, not at me. He's like looking down at the ground. Just making this horrible, horrible squeal. And I can't make this up. I look down on the ground, and there was his little buddy squished.
Oh.
I swear to God, I think the squirrel was yelling down at the his buddy on the ground, huh?
Oh, how sad.
It was kind of sad. You know, so they might like you make you think those squirrels don't care. You know, I'll take a squirrel in my foxhole any day than some of these people showing up in these hate groups. Huh?
Yeah.
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 Squirrels, not hate groups.
I like it.
All right, you know, I had some tee-ups here for Paul Bowden. And then I talked to one of my favorite people of all time, Deborah Carey. I think you're Facebooked with Deborah, right?
I love Deborah.
Deborah's amazing.
She's a warrior.
They call her the Lion of Southern Humboldt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have her on and Paul Bowden on. So I think I'm going to tee those two things up. And I might look for Dr. Doolittle if I can find a clip on
it's
YouTube.
It's good.
It is good. It is good. Mm-hmm. Anything else we could say to this conversation before we turn it over to Paul Bowden?
I'm going to miss Without a Roof Radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I always like to hear from Paul Bowden.
Yeah, yeah. So stay tuned. We're going to be able to hear from him. There's other things to do. I mean, for folks, you know, I don't feel the joy that I've felt here,
yeah.
that I once felt. Some of it's personal joy, and some of it's just some of the dynamics here at the station. No sense airing that. But it's time to do something that fills my life, because I spend, and it's been the love, I spend a lot of time producing these shows.
Yeah.
You know, I'm usually in the production room pulling them together, but I'm kind of just got to the point I'm going, one, I'm not having fun anymore, and two, what the hell else could I be doing?
And time to refuel.
Yeah, time to refuel, yeah. Because there's always other things you could be doing.
Well, if your work without a show is any example of what you're going to get done, I'm looking forward to something amazing.
Sterling, I'll have you be my PR guy.
All right.
The Sterling PR. All right, this next up, I got a couple things coming up here. This is from Paul Bowden at the State Capitol a few years back on SB 876, Right to Rest. Make sure I've got the thing unmuted. If it's muted, it probably isn't going to sound nearly as good. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks for joining us.
The other little piece of legislation we got on the table today is SB 876. Last year it was SB 608. Before that, it was AB 5. If they screw with us again next year, it'll have another number. We don't care. We're going to keep coming back. Our ability to stand still, they criminalize as loitering. Our ability to sit down, they criminalize it as sitting. As if it's a criminal offense to sit. Sleeping, they call it a criminal offense. Laying down, eating. Well, you know what? When you wrote these 876 separate laws that exist in California, and we're going to talk to some of the researchers from UC Berkeley in a second. But when you passed these laws that said it's illegal to stand still, it's illegal to sit down, it's illegal to sleep, it's illegal to eat, every single person stands still, sits down, sleeps, and eats. Every single person. So when you wrote this law, these 872 separate laws, you knew goddamn well you were only going to enforce them against certain people. During Jim Crow, it was only enforced against certain people. During the anti-Okie laws, it was certain people. The ugly laws, certain disabled people. The Japanese-American Exclusion Act, certain people. We got a long history in this country, this colonized country that we call America. We got a long history of criminalizing the presence of certain people. Well, we don't want to just stop it for homeless people. We're homeless people that are saying we're human beings first. And our housing status doesn't dictate who we are. And you are not only going to no longer screw with us, we're going to make goddamn sure you don't screw with the next generation behind us.
You know what I love about that clip? That's Paul Bowden being his best, man. And that is the radio edit, because it's okay to say goddamn on the radio. I remember some people didn't like it when it was first said, but I'm like, I'm for freedom of speech. It's all right to say Obama was a Muslim, but it's not all right to say God damn it. I think those two go together. Don't you think? How about Summer Arts Festival? This is the favorite vignette. You know, I'm going to have her on the phone here in a bit. Deborah Carey, the Lion of Southern Humboldt. And I've never met anyone quite like Deborah Carey. I went 4 years ago this month. I spent 5 weeks on the streets of Humboldt County, homeless, living under bridges, homeless. I was homeless covering the issue of homelessness. And I did one of my favorite pieces there called The Skewed Persona of Garberville, California. And one of the comments was, oh, it's clear that this person didn't spend much time in our town. And I just started laughing. I'm like, I spent plenty of time. But this is Deborah Carey's. This is one of her favorite. A lot of it's visual, but this is from one of her favorite festivals up in Humboldt. I guess that's up from here. And just kind of give you a taste of these two folks that are going to be on the radio in just a few minutes here on People Power Radio.
Sleep legally.
If you don't have any place to go?
Yeah, you can sleep legally.
Doesn't everybody deserve a place to be?
Absolutely. A safe place to be.
All right, that was Deborah Carey. Towards the end of that. And I did a bunch of cute little vignettes. You know, and I was actually sleeping in a tree in Humboldt County. So we did this little clip here called "The Tree is Affordable Housing." Legalized sleep here on People Power Radio.
It's not called camping when you have no other alternative. Legalized sleep.
The tree is affordable housing.
Right?
Yeah.
I just told Deborah we can never have too much silly, and she started laughing.
A tree is affordable housing.
All right, this next one's one of my favorites. Shout out Sarah Sinclair, as listening to this local artist. Saw her up in Humboldt on the Humboldt Justice Tour. She's from Chico. It's one of my favorite videos that I've produced. It's called Minimalist Living, Sarah, Nathan, and the Van. This is from Arcata, California. After that, we're going to come back with Paul Bowden, nationally recognized homeless expert, executive director, Western Regional Advocacy Project, and a longtime civil and human rights activist. Here on KZFR 90.1 FM.
So you're living in this van. You're actually in bed. So I caught you guys in bed.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got your clothes on. Otherwise, you'd have had to put like a rated R or whatever.
Big sensor. No.
You know.
No, yeah. We built this van last summer, and it's been an ongoing project.
Uh-huh. It's nice.
Fully insulated.
Uh-huh. Totally insulated.
Got all awesome. Accommodations.
Cool. See, it's so funny as you're saying that, I'm looking around, but they got their pot here, man.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a big boiling pot.
Yes.
Cook
awesome.
Some stew.
Some stew.
This is like, we call it the pod or like the...
The pod.
Yeah, the nest.
The nest.
Awesome. We wanted to become, obviously, it still feels kind of stuffed in here, and I know that can be claustrophobic for most people, but it feels really comfortable to have exactly what you need, and
this has been
a learning process, huh, Nate?
Mm-hmm. Is there a man cave in here? Where do you go if you just got to get away?
There's not too many places to retreat.
Yeah.
We don't really feel the need for that. It's
awesome.
Basically just a place to sleep and contain all of your belongings and everything.
You know if it's legal in this county to actually physically
camp in your car, because a lot of counties in California, it's illegal.
What we've heard is it's not, it's frowned upon, and I believe it's legal.
No. In most counties, it's not, which is insane.
I mean, technically, we would be considered homeless,
You
right?
are considered homeless.
Yeah.
You are homeless.
We are homeless, right? And that's kind of, it feels difficult to say, but I mean, what is a home but anywhere you are?
I think minimalist living is great. I mean, there's only so much resources here on Earth, and the less you can use and get by on, it just creates more abundance for everyone else. Mm-hmm. And if you're comfortable with it, I don't know why anyone else should be opposed to it.
That's like my third favorite quote ever around being who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well,
young lady,
I think living minimally is probably the coolest thing you can do, really, because in this materialistic world that we live in, we think that this stuff around us will make us a better person or a more respected person. But honestly, the less you have, the less stress you have, mm-hmm. and you can be more present in this world. And also I want to say is that this is a long-held tradition of human beings to be nomadic and carry just what they have on them. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be disrespectful not to allow people to experience having less, to make it illegal to live out of a backpack. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Let's get a kiss.
Oh.
All right. That was Humboldt County. Speaking of someone that's heading to Humboldt County, we have on the phone, dialing in, Paul Bowden from San Francisco Western Regional Advocacy Project. Hello, Paul Bowden.
Hey, brother man, how are you doing?
God, it's so good to hear your voice, Paul Bowden. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it, man. What do we need to know about Paul Bowden? I could go on for so long talking about the things you've done, man. Tell us what we need to know about Paul Bowden, and we'll jump into our conversation.
Besides old ornery white guy, I would say, you know, somebody who ended up out in the streets at a very young age, saw what was happening, and has committed the last 35 years to try to finally get a human rights approach to poverty and homelessness.
Yeah, you know,